As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And I stop to ponder for a moment. How is God looking at me now as I sit here before him in prayer? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what is God's desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? Again, if I have no sense of God's desire for me, I ask him directly. Dear God, what do you desire for me now? In this moment? In this prayer? In this day? At this point in my life. And I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Peace, forgiveness, joy, love, courage, strength, patience. I ask God in faith for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to the scripture for today's prayer from the book of Revelation. I call to mind this story, the servant of God, watching the angel ascending, calling to other angels not to destroy the earth until the servants of God have been identified. I recall the servant looking over the many, many thousands, the servants of God, praising God. How they fell on their faces and worshipped God, singing. And I recall the servant talking to someone else about who these people were. I imagine the place this gathering is happening. The landscape or the room. I notice the light. Ground underfoot. The temperature. The weather. The thousands of people. The angels. What can I see all around in this place? I breathe in deeply, slowly, filling my lungs with air, and I catch the fragrance of the place. What can I smell? What can I taste? I notice the wetness or the dryness in my mouth. I feel the air on my skin, the temperature of this place, warm, cool, hot, cold. I feel the stillness or the movement the air across my skin. I feel my clothes on my body, the scent of the fabric on my skin. I notice its roughness or smoothness. I feel my feet in my shoes or barefoot, and my feet on the ground. I listen to the sounds around me. What can I hear? Trees, insects, people. People talking, laughing, singing. Can I hear? I notice the angels. How do they seem to me? What are they doing? I notice what I'm feeling. I place myself in this scene. Where am I? Who am I? I hear the angels talking. What are they saying? What am I feeling? As the angels mark out the servants of God, where am I? Who am I? I look around the many servants of God. What are they doing? What words are they using? The person next to me asks me a question. Who is this person? What do they ask me? How do I respond? What do I feel? What do I see? How does the other person respond to my answer? I have a conversation with God as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.